Hello. Won't you join us? It's time for the Coke Club.
Yes, friends, it's time for another transcribed session of the Coke Club, which brings you the romantic voice of Morton Downey, with Leah Ray as your hostess, Jimmy Lytell and his orchestra, the Coke Club Quartet, and yours truly, David Ross. These informal get-togethers are arranged for us by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. And today we have a special host, Mr. John E. Guernsey of the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Keene, Keene, New Hampshire. And here's Morton Downey.
Wishing you all a pleasant meeting and giving you our Coke Club hostess, Leah Ray.
Thanks, Morton. Today, friends, we salute the city of Keene, New Hampshire, and one of its big little Americans, whose story we'll be telling later in the meeting. Right now, Morton tells us what's new in songs.
It's one I've sort of taken to Leah, and I thought our friends might like it, too. My world is tipsy, and yet I'm feeling so well, just like a gypsy. With lots of fortunes to tell, no doubt about it. I know you're walking away with my heart. I feel like singing. I feel like leading a band. I feel like ringing the biggest bell in the land. I want to shout it, that you are walking away with my heart. Just overnight, I learned to know how poets feel. The things I read in storybooks became so real. I always knew it. Someday my heart would take flight. You're welcome to it. Just keep it polished and bright. Please take me with you when you go walking away with my heart.
My world is tipsy, and yet I'm feeling so well, just like a gypsy, with lots of fortunes to tell.
No doubt about it, I know you're walking away with my heart.
I feel like singing, I feel like leading a band, I feel like ringing the biggest bell in the land.
I want to shout it, that you are walking away with my heart. Just overnight, I learned to know how poets feel. The things I read in storybooks became so real. I always knew it. Someday my heart would take flight. You're welcome to it. Just keep it polished and bright. Please take me with you when you go walking away with my heart.
Friends, these Coke Club sessions are on the air every day, Monday through Friday, and the invitation to attend comes from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So make it the pause that refreshes by helping yourself to a frosty bottle of Coke.
You know, Morton, I wish I could think of some clever way to introduce our Coke Club Quartet song today.
What's the song, Leah?
On second thought, though, it's one of those songs that really needs no introduction. Maybe I'd better just say, "And now, Dixie."
I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there were not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray.
In Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, old times done, I'm not forgotten. Look away,
look away,
look away,
look away, look away, Dixieland.
In Dixieland where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away,
look away,
look away,
look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south where I was born in Dixie, in Dixie.
Hostesses, are you looking for a new and different way to entertain? Well, why not get together with your friends for a pitch-in supper? Each person brings his own specialty. The baked beans, or those muffins that take a special secret recipe. And put all the snacks together and top them off with frosty bottles of Coca-Cola. Ah, there's a wonderful evening. And remember, there's nothing like Coke to add sparkle to any party and to make a friendly occasion even friendlier. So keep ice-cold Coca-Cola in your refrigerator for special occasions and for the family, too.
Today our meeting salutes the city of Keene, New Hampshire. At Keene, the nations of the world join the people of New England to help make it one of the unique manufacturing cities of America. Its score of industries annually produce more than $14 million in products. A famous writer said of Keene, it is noted for kindly hospitality, culture without pretense, and breeding without conventionality. We now tell you the story of one of Keene's big little Americans. And for helping us find it, we thank Mr. John E. Guernsey, our special host today, and your friendly neighbor in Keene. Morton tells the story.
In the city of Keene, New Hampshire, an old office building was recently remodeled. Boys, however, were the workmen. Boys ranging in age from 7 to 15. It was a building that was given to them to be the headquarters for the Junior Police Corps. They'd always wanted their own quarters, and now they had them. All of this really started with a young policeman named William Bridgham. Bill Bridgham knew something about kids, especially the kids of Keene. Like every manufacturing center, the town had its youngster problem. While attending Boston University, Bill had had a chance to witness the workings of the famous Boston Junior Police Corps. So when the mayor of Keene and the chief of police looked for a solution to their town's problem, Bill Bridgham, he'd become Patrolman Bridgham by that time, came up with this thought. Don't treat them as criminals. Take them into your confidence and make them part of the government. Out of the very first group of boys to whom he was asked to talk, Bill got 350 volunteers for the Keene Junior Police Corps. Well, it's been rolling ever since. And Sergeant Bridgham has been able gradually to let the boys themselves take almost entire control using their own system of self-government. During public events in Keene, you can see these fellows proudly wearing their badges, smart Sam Brown belts and overseas caps, as they help the adult police. During the summer months, there's a complete program of events designed to keep every member busy 5 days a week, with everything from boxing lessons and hiking to Victory Garden and practice with real guns. You know, it's been said that if every boy in America were a junior policeman and sincerely considered every adult officer his friend, we could begin tearing down our penitentiaries. There's surely a lot of truth in that. And so for your part in this work, Sergeant William Bridgham, we salute you, big little American.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Morton.
The best thanks I could get, Leah, is the promise that I'll have a chance to tell the story of some other Big Little American like that soon.
We'll have another at Wednesday's meeting, Morton. Now, what was this about your having another new tune for us today?
Well, it looks to me as if Benny Benjamin and George Weiss have done it again. Those two boys, you know, wrote Oh, What It Seemed to Be. This one, their latest, they've named Surrender. And according to my interpretation, the notes of the manuscript come out like this.
Surrender. Why don't you surrender? How long can your lips live without a kiss? Surrender. I beg you, surrender. How long can your heart resist? I'll bring you a love you can cling to. A love that won't be untrue. So please be tender and darling, surrender and love me as I love you.
Surrender, why don't you surrender?
How long can your lips live without a kiss? Surrender, I beg you, surrender. How long can your heart resist? I'll bring you a love you can cling to. A love that won't be untrue. So please be tender and darling, surrender and love me as I love you.
Time for the Coke Club to adjourn now, friends. But we'll be with you again tomorrow for another informal transcribed get-together, which has been arranged for us by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Goodbye. Thank you all for being here.
So long, Leah. So long, David. See you tomorrow.
It's a date, and we'll all be here. Our star, Morton Downey, our hostess, Leah Ray, the Coke Club Quartet, Jimmy Lytell and his orchestra, and yours truly, David Ross. And now, au revoir, and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.